Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. One woman is dead after a shooting at the Maryland Heights Community Center. An officer later shot the accused gunman. This all started around 8 o'clock last night. A woman was shot and killed near the front desk of the community center on McKelvey Road. Someone alerted an officer who had just left the police substation in the community center. The officer was not shot and no one else in the building was injured. The shooting was caught on surveillance video. Police are reviewing that video and interviewing witnesses. No word yet on the name of the victim or the shooter or any motive for the shooting. In Jefferson City, a Missouri House committee takes up new rules for betting on sports. The House Special Committee on Government Oversight considers a bill to allow sports betting at all 13 of Missouri's casinos and over the Internet. A separate bill would also allow sports betting and slot machines in special entertainment districts, including Ballpark Village. Illinois has already legalized sports betting. The Argosy Casino in Alton plans to open the first sports book in Illinois next month. Today is the first day candidates can file to get their name on the August 4th Missouri primary ballot. Candidates for U.S. and state offices must file in person with the Secretary of State's office. Anyone who files on the first day get a lottery number to determine the order their name appears on the ballot. Governor Mike Parson plans to file his candidacy at 10:30 this morning. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures will remain nearly steady in the upper 30s to near 40 today. A new surge of moisture swings through tonight. Drizzle will increase to a steady light rain this evening, but then mix with and change to all snow overnight. Light snow is likely for the morning rush on Wednesday as temperatures dip to near 30. Some minor accumulations of 1 inch or less are possible, mainly on grassy surfaces, but some roads may get slushy in time for the morning rush.